This is Wake Up Call on the SportsMap Radio Network. Alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
All right, we're expecting Connor O'Gara Saturday down south to join us in just a couple of minutes on the latest from the fallout of the Jimbo Fisher-Nick Saban feud, which I know, listen, us in the media, we tend to take a little, you know, give us an inch, we'll take 17 miles. I get it. Completely get it. But this might be something we could hang on with for a little bit through the off season. Who knows? They might make up and nothing will be of it. But a lot of people are circling October 8th now as these two teams meet. But I do think, and going back to the point I had made in hour number one, NIL is here for good. There's not going to be any way we're never going back to the old way of doing business. We're never. No matter how many dinosaurs say it was better in the old days when players got nothing. We're not doing that. So either this is something you embrace or get out of the game gracefully, because you're going to have to deal with it. And again, as I said in hour number one, I don't think it's anybody's business why a player chooses a school. And he could choose it for any reason. He could like the money. He could like the coach. It's nobody's business anymore why a kid wants to play at a university. And if he's doing it for the money because of an NIL deal, that's his business. Connor O'Gara joins us Saturday down south on a Progressive guest line. Progressive Insurance, making bundling home and auto easy. Learn more at progressive.com. Connor, I'll just ask you the basic question right off the bat. What did you make of Jimbo Fisher's comments and his attack, if you will, or his openness in attacking Nick Saban?
Pretty remarkable, all things considered. You don't see former Nick Saban assistants ever talk to him this way. I mean, I can't think of an instance in which we've ever seen somebody stand up to Nick Saban like this and then prompt the same-day apology from Saban for singling out A&M. I mean, that in itself is remarkable. Do I agree with every single thing that came out of Jimbo Fisher's mouth? No. The fact that Jimbo Fisher is still holding on to this notion that NIL played no part whatsoever in A&M signing this historic recruiting class is, I mean, it's laughable. Let's call it what it is. Do I think that he spent $30 million, as Bro Bible assumed? No, I don't. But at the same time, or, you know, sliced bread, I should say, Bro Bible was the one who aggregated it. But I still think that there were a lot of takeaways from a very contentious back and forth between two coaches who are doing it in their respective ways and have very different viewpoints, but at the same time, they actually want the same thing. That's the crazy thing. They want federal regulation. That's what both of them said, and what was kind of lost in the shuffle of this very hostile, direct attack on the way in which both coaches have gone about their business in the NIL era. And I guess if you want to get into the comments Jimbo Fisher made about Nick Saban before the NIL era and the way that he went about his business, I mean, fireworks galore. This is like the type of bad blood that the SEC has been missing for a long time. Everybody's been, oh, you know, we're gonna play nicey-nice. No. None of that anymore. Everybody's going to be so fired up for October 8th. This is even better than last year when Jimbo Fisher told all those alumni that he was going to beat Saban, you know what, and do so while he was at Alabama, and Saban said in golf, and then it actually happened. So, yeah, I'm here for it. It definitely was the fireworks we needed.
I've been married 25 years, and my wife and I have had a number of arguments where we both admitted later, you know, there might be something deeper than what we were originally arguing about. It wasn't just the dishes. It felt like it wasn't just the dishes with Jimbo Fisher. He didn't just say he didn't like those comments. It seemed to have gotten personal, and it seemed to open up a big wound that he was more than willing to go down. Why do you think that is? What resentment does he have that allowed it's open season now on Nick Saban at this podium?
It is personal. Let's remember these dynamics that are at play here. Jimbo Fisher, whether he admits it or not, has always held himself up to the Nick Saban standard. Everybody, since the moment he's become a head coach, has said, oh, well, is he ever going to be as good as Nick Saban? You know, first Bobby Bowden at Florida State, by winning a national championship, he takes care of that. And then it's, oh, well, what, is he going to be as good as Nick Saban, his former boss? When Jimbo Fisher first started off at Florida State, he got a call from Gary Stokin, the CEO of the Peach Bowl. Gary's like, hey, would love to be able to set up a matchup with you and Nick Saban. You know, it's the former assistant. It's the disciple versus the master type of deal. Easy thing to be able to set up for a kickoff game. And Jimbo's like, no, we're not ready. So they win a national championship in 2013. Gary calls him up again and says, hey, Jimbo, do you think you're ready to be able to take on Nick Saban? He's like, yeah, we're ready. We can make this happen. 2017 happens. What happens in 2017? Florida State falls apart in what was a massive moment for Jimbo Fisher. DeAndre Francois goes down. Alabama rolls in that game, goes on to win a national championship that year. We fast forward to the point that we're at now, where Jimbo Fisher has signed up to play in Nick Saban's division, and he has said, I'm not backing away from anybody. I'm staring this guy down. I'm going to beat him on the field. I'm going to beat him off the field. And he holds himself up to that standard. You better believe it's personal with Jimbo Fisher. And if anybody says that it's not, they're lying.
All right, let's get to Nick Saban and his comments on Wednesday. I got two theories on this, and feel free to shoot both of them down because these guys better than me. Was Nick Saban talking to that group of people? Was he talking in a way that was sending a message to the business leaders of Birmingham? There's a new way of doing business, and while I can't come out and ask you, I'm asking you to help me. Or was he really lamenting the state of NIL in college football?
Yes. Yes, that is the best way to answer that question. I think both things could be true at the same time. Saban did advocate for local businesses to be able to step up and help take care of Alabama players, because that's allowed. That's perfectly allowed. I still think, though, that he does want to see this regulation, and he does want to see defined rules, because nobody's better than acting within those guidelines than Nick Saban. This is the guy who had the number one recruiting class in America 8 of the 10 years in the 2010s. He knows how to be able to operate within rules, and whether all those are above board or not, you know, I'm not at liberty to be able to determine what is and what isn't with what he does. But at the same time, Saban wants to be able to feel like he has that control. And right now he doesn't feel like he has that control, because for years he's been able to make that undeniable pitch about NFL earnings and being able to say, look at how we develop talent, look at what we do here, here, and here. And if a 17-year-old kid walks into his office now and says, hey, I got this guaranteed money from A&M, and that kind of trumps everything that you're telling me, that's a tough pill to have to swallow when you've done everything in your power to dominate the sport like nobody has ever. So for me, I think that's what this is all about. Nick Saban would like to see that regulation. And at the same time, yes, he would love to be able to see local business owners step up and make sure that his athletes are taken care of.
Do you think Nick Saban deliberately left out the everything is legal part of his statement Wednesday? He doesn't seem like a guy that would just carelessly say those things and be like, I don't even know what I was saying. Or do you think he did? Do you think, because if he had just said Texas A&M bought all their players, but it's all legal now, I don't know if we're here talking about this. But he sent a cloud that said, guys, this might not be on the up and up. You do with it what you will.
Yeah, I think the word bought was really what kind of sent Jimbo into the panicked, almost like he just got finished with a workout, the way that he showed up to that press conference yesterday. Yeah. I think that was the key word in all this, that he bought those players. And Saban, in his SiriusXM interview that he did yesterday afternoon, saying that, you know, he didn't mean to, he apologized for singling out A&M. He used A&M as his example for what he believes is going on with these guaranteed deals that are happening up front. I don't think that he necessarily went out of his way to, I don't think he, like, if he had come out and said A&M is just cheating, then that gets taken in a different sort of way, because then it's quickly denied. He's saying this is what A&M is doing, and I'm not really a fan of this, and I would like to see this regulated, without saying that it's cheating. He did everything in his power to kind of hold back from using that magical word, but we associate bought with cheating because that's the way that our brains have been trained to do for so long in college football, and why it's so taboo, and that's why Jimbo Fisher responded the way that he did. So I think that there was definitely some ulterior motives with the way he went about that. But I don't think that he wanted to just come out and say, yes, A&M is cheating, NCAA step in and regulate their cheating.
I understand Jimbo Fisher is a little bit different in his personality, which allowed him to say, press conference immediately, I'm addressing this. But you and I know there have been plenty of coaches in the history of the SEC that would not have done that and would not have gone after this guy. Do you think it's a little bit more open now? Do you think other coaches are seeing Jimbo and going, you know what? He makes a comment about my school and me, I'm doing the exact same thing now.
Yes and no. why this was taken differently is because Jimbo Fisher has seen what's under the hood. He's worked for Nick Saban. He has that in his back pocket. Jimbo Fisher has won a national championship. Jimbo Fisher has beat Nick Saban. How many coaches can say all those things?
You're right.
I mean, being able to check all those boxes, if you don't check one of those boxes, you're getting called out, right? If Jimbo Fisher had never worked for Nick Saban and he's then pushing it back on him and basically saying don't throw stones at a glass house, everybody's like, well, who's Jimbo to say that? But he's worked for Saban. He has that experience, and he's won a national championship. He has a ring, which, last I checked, is really hard to get in this sport. And he also has that all-important most recent victory against Alabama this past year. He's got a lot of things working in his favor, and he knew his place. Everybody's going to keep pointing to that Jimbo Fisher, Kevin Sumlin stat and say that through 4 years they have the same exact record, blah, 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 blah. That lacks context, man. It just does. And I'm not one of these people that's going to sit here and bash Kevin Sumlin because, no, we don't need to be doing that. But at the same time, like, if you think Kevin Sumlin is able to stand up and make a similar type statement and stand up for his program and basically rally the troops in the most effective way possible with all the world watching him, I think you're out of your mind. Jimbo Fisher is special in doing what he did yesterday, and he did what he did yesterday because he had all three of those things working in his favor.
Yeah, and you know better than me because you've been to a lot of SEC media days, and I've only been to one. But when he walks through that lobby, and I know it's held in Alabama, you know who the boss is. Like, there is just he has a presence that is unlike something I see at those kind of things. And I know that there are just coaches in the SEC that would never ever do that what Jimbo Fisher did.
Jimbo Fisher is able to say things. I don't know if he gets enough credit for this. Jimbo Fisher is able to say things that he doesn't always have like any like factual basis for it, but he says it with such confidence that even if you think what he said is wrong, you find yourself kind of rethinking it.
Yeah,
and
right.
There are very few coaches who could do that. Nick Saban, by the way, is one of them. And that's the frustration, ironically enough, that Jimbo Fisher has, that there's no way Nick Saban can definitively prove that every single player in Jimbo Fisher's recruiting class was given this NIL deal. And I put NIL in air quotes. You can't see me doing that. But there's no way that Nick Saban can definitively prove that. There's also no way that Nick Saban can definitively prove what he accused Deion Sanders of doing at Jackson State with Travis Hunter. And that's why Deion Sanders was so upset. But it kind of doesn't matter because it allows Nick Saban to prove his point. And that's all he wants to do at this juncture. And Jimbo Fisher, kind of the same sort of deal. He's like, I don't know what goes on with the collective. I know we have a collective. I know that our staff is doing things the right way. We do things the right way here at A&M. And he's just going to stand by that. And it almost doesn't really matter if that's entirely true or not.
Connor, great joining us. Really appreciated it kind of last minute of getting you on this morning. And I really appreciate you making time for us. So thank you again.
Absolutely. Anytime, man.
Connor O'Gara, Saturday Down South. We couldn't think of another guy we'd rather have on to discuss SEC football feuds or anything SEC related than Connor O'Gara. He does a great job with that site. If you just, even if you're not an SEC football fan, you're outside of the SEC zone, give it a visit because they got it all broken down. Progressive Insurance. Progressive can protect your home, auto, boat, motorcycle, ATV, RV, and more. In short, a lot of things. Bundle today at Progressive.com. We'll have Chris Sheridan joining us at 40 past the hour. It's coming up in 15 minutes. Talk NBA. Eastern Conference Finals, 2 games in. Western Conference Finals with Game 2 tonight. That's all coming up as Wake Up Call continues.